7:38. 2:6:30. I'm sorry, I was in another time zone. I apologize. I'm somewhere out over the Atlantic.
is that like New Bundland or anything?
Yeah, like Iceland or something like that. So I.
So he will come over in Iceland.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, we should all be there. Minutes of some of the previous meetings. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
They should be floating around here somewhere, or they're also attached to your packet.
No, I think
they'll be floating around.
Okay.
We have resolutions. Number one is first resolution proposing the granting of a pilot. Susan, do you want to speak to us this evening?
Don't throw it over
the top. You don't have to throw all the way down from New Ball.
I thought it was just a little background of why I'm with it. I mean, everybody knows that about the Pulse One project. Everybody knows we're doing part of the IDA right now. They're talking to the town. They're going through the planning process. They did come down, there was a public hearing before, that was 500 and about 500 people, about 60 people spoke, pretty much against the project getting a pilot, not against the project, but against the project getting a pilot. They were invited to come to the town board meeting, and we had that meeting last Thursday. Prior to them coming, though, there had been an agreement that they were going to come down and meet with Kevin Barry, Kevin Barry, town council person, he's also a lawyer, who was going to look at the pro forma. He was going to sign a confidentiality statement, sign a pro forma, sign a confidentiality statement, look at the pro forma. And the town board was very clear that his only role was to look at the pro forma, to understand why they need a pilot, that he was not allowed to negotiate a pilot because we have been doing everything in public to the best of our ability, on this project. So when Kevin got there, they did not have the pro forma. They had a pilot presentation, a new pilot that they put together, both versus what they put in their application. They came up with a new pilot, and they had given us the idea the day before, and they came to give it to Kevin, to negotiate with Kevin, and Kevin said, I can't negotiate with you. I'm only here to see a pro forma. If they're going to bring you a pro forma, and Kevin left. Then they came to the meeting on Thursday night, and it was a very interesting meeting. I'll get to in a second. But Mr. Griffin, the attorney for Home Rights, sent a letter to Jim Maloney and to TJ today explaining the meeting and explaining what they did. And so I'll give it to TJ for the record. There's a response letter to me that we were sending to them regardless. Reviewing what happened at the meeting, we spoke about what's outstanding. And so I sent it out today to have some time for your meeting to respond to what Mr. Griffin put out. And then what I do have that I have to add that I didn't send TJ to the email was an email George Lipko sent to John Griffin weeks and weeks before the meeting with Kevin Barry, where he was very clear in the email that the sole purpose of the meeting was to review the Park Point performer, and that the town board had said that the purpose of the meeting is to review and understand the Park Point performer, not in capital letters, to negotiate with respect to the pilot or impact team. The board wishes to begin that discussion at the town board meeting that evening. So it was very, very clear what the intent of the meeting was. That didn't happen. There seemed to be an engagement, and they got very upset. And now they're saying that the town wasn't acting in good faith, and that's not the case. And I have all the documents to prove it. So in essence, I'll just tell you really where quickly we are with what happened that night. In their original proposal, they were going to pay $100,000 as a pilot to the town, school district, and county, which means that the town would get about $30,000, county would get about $15,000, the school district would get the rest. And we've talked before about the fact that we've estimated our impact fees for police, fire, and rescue to be about $300,000. So the $30,000 we get in no way absolutely takes care of our impact fees whatsoever. So with $100,000, they came and they offered $300,000 basically said $300,000 and they didn't care how we mixed it up between the county, the school district, and the town, that we should just take all the money, which, that's what they're putting on the table. Which, first of all, we can't take all the money without an agreement from the school district or the county to start with, so it's not really up to us. But anyway, But one of the most important things, and I think one of the key things right now for this project, is what they said to us was, our assessed building of $40 million, about $44 million as assessed value. That $44 million equals about $1.5 million in taxes that the town would expect to get for a $44 million project. Basically, what they're saying is the project only, it's a number, it's not mine. The project only works if it's an $11 million assessed value, which would then give $300,000 in taxes. And they're saying this is a full taxation project that if it's assessed at $11 million and they give $300,000 to the community, that that's full taxation at $11 million. This is what they said. So in essence, they basically pretty much said, your assessor should take the $44 million assessed value, make it $11 million, because that's the only way this project works. And if it's not $11 million, we can't build it. So we said, don't build it. And then he proceeded to explain why we crazy not to build it. And truth be told, you know, you can go to YouTube, you can Google, you know, go to YouTube, you go to the Newport Town Board, then you go to USIA video or whatever, and you plug on it, you'll see the meeting. I would really ask all of you to spend the time to watch the meeting, because I think what you will see is a town board that basically was trying to be as professional as possible, was trying to have an honest conversation, you know, trying to discuss where we go from here, what the impacts are to the town, you know, where we need to go from here to have a conversation. And the attorney for Wilmorite was incredibly rude, condescending, focused on the children, that we don't live in reality, that we should grow up, and basically, in essence, pretty much sort of said, we will be your highest taxpayer in New Paltz, and you should basically appreciate the fact that we're here and what we want to give you and what your problem is. So that's pretty much the essence of the meeting. And we did the best that we could, but, you know, it was really, you know, everybody from the community that got up afterwards and spoke basically thanked the town board for standing up for the town and basically looked at the, you know, the attorney and sort of said, you don't understand this community. But at the end of the day, what they're putting on the table right now, $200,000, covers the impact of the town. It leaves nothing for the school district or the county. And so they think it's a great offer. That's where we're at. We have asked them to meet with the assessor. They have never met with our assessor. So we're going to have to please meet with the assessor. And now they're also trying to talk to us about sewer and water and where we're going to go with that. And as a lot of you know, we were looking to see where we were going to go with sewer and water. And then they pulled the rug out from behind us, went to the village, had a meeting behind our back. And so we basically said to them, well, why don't you tell us what you're planning on doing so we know what we plan on doing. So we're looking to see what's going to happen with sewer and water. We're still trying to figure this all out. But and there will be more meetings. I know that the IGA is meeting next Wednesday. And I do know that the IGA, I'm pretty sure, has finally determined that in Category 5, the unit's going to be a bed, not a kitchen. So it'll be 696 units, not 292, so it's the difference between beds and kitchens, which is a very, very, you know, it's a really good accomplishment on behalf of the community. Right now, they're looking at the lowest cost in the category 5, 450. You can do 450 to 750, so they're saying 696 times 450, that's what we're giving you. So that's where we're at right now. Next Wednesday, the IGA will meet to have more discussions. We've been talking with the IGA, and that's where we're at. So what I did say to TJ was that I'm not going to live or die over this resolution that you guys have in front of you about the county supporting or not supporting the pilot. You know, we are talking, the town board's going to do what the town board needs to do. You know, we're going to continue talking. So whatever happens type of your resolution is not, you know, life or death or whatever. So I just wanted you to know that. And thank you for letting me speak.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Susan. Thank you.
I don't want to belabor a point, but do any of us know exactly what the IDA is going to do or not going to do? I mean, it seems as if the developer, and I guess in this question, is putting out a lump sum. I guess, to cover the municipal services. Now, by the way, and does that actually cover all the municipal services?
The estimate that CGR did, which was the consultant we hired, And that's probably the best in the state when it comes to police, you know, police and accepting police costs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They spend anywhere from 250 to about 290,000. Wilbur Wright's basically said their assessment says 50,000. And just for a real quick thing, what their person did, what they did, they looked at number of calls, but a new call, you know, a number of, one call could be to a lockout with one officer for 15 minutes to open the door. Another call could be five officers downtown for 2 hours. They're still showing one call. So what Des Moines, their economic people did, they didn't delineate and get deep into the numbers to really understand what the numbers represent, to understand the impact, of which CGR did. Now, Police Commission actually came up with almost very similar numbers.
Okay.
So no, so heck, the 300,000 just covers our costs, and leaves nothing left over for the school district or the county.
And the IDA, I was at the meeting. No, I think they're. I don't think they've made any decision as of yet. Nobody at the meeting on this.
Okay.
But in the past couple months, we've, I'll say, postponed this. What's your flavor this evening? I mean, the town and Park Point seem to be working on things.
I mean, look, I'm willing to postpone another month, but, you know, I'm also very cognizant of the fact that the developer seems to try to play one off against the other by going to the village and going to the town and going over here and going over there and, you know, reaching out, you know, first they're not working with the trades and they're trying to work with the trades, and so it's sort of a thing where I'm willing to postpone. I don't want to belabor a point. But
okay.
That said.
All right. Okay. Quickly, it's my understanding that the IDA is continuing to process and work on the application. Has there been the follow-up that this committee discussed 2 months ago regarding having the IDA put it on hold while we table and wait to see what happens? No. We can't tell them what to do.
You can't tell them what's going to suggest to them.
They are working on it. I tell you from attending the meeting, there's nothing cast in stone. They're still separating, working through what a unit is and so on. So
I think they made a decision while the committee table.
Conceivably, but then we would know what to vote on also. So we would be an informed consumer.
Well, if the IDA already approves it, it's...
Well, the IDA can do whatever they want to do, but I think the IDA would hold off based on what's going on with the town. I think the IDA is cognizant of the fact that the town is working to better the deal for themselves, and as a result, in defining what a unit is, that also matters. There are a lot of people doing a lot of work to see what they can get at the end of the day. So that's why I think we need to let people work things out.
And that would have happened to reflect the final decision from the planning board, so I don't think they can make a decision.
And that's probably a topic altogether, but
yeah.
I don't want to go there. So,
So I move to postpone this resolution until our people meeting.
We'll put it on again in April. Okay. Second? Jim?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Resolution 96, Venue Capital Project Drive, we also satellite campus. Motion to, just like a... Motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Second.
A.
Discussion.
A.
Thank
you. You know what this is for?
This resolution essentially amends the capital project relative to the Strive. It adds dollars associated with the acquisition of the school building, which we haven't known costs for based on the referendum. It also adds dollars with respect to design fees. Those dollars with regard to design fees are directly related to a grant that the Ulster County received for green infrastructure. So approximately, there's about $75,000 worth of additional design fees. Approximately $30,000 of those are directly attributed to a green infrastructure grant, which additional engineering has to be done for. The other additions to design fees are for things that we found as we went through the building. They have to do with changes related to some hazardous material work. There are additional designs for capital facilities, new vestibules in front of the building, some stormwater piping that we have to do that we didn't know, some moisture mitigation work, and some exterior concrete repairs on the building we didn't know until we got in and did some significant exploration of the building's systems. I think the main thing to look at is the legislature pass a resolution in support of the budget for this project. And several months ago, I think it was in November, the additional dollars that are now coming in would make the would not change that that resolution support for the budget. The budget would remain the same as we move forward with the additional grant money that's coming in, the additional work associated with that grant. That's about a $439,000 green infrastructure grant.
Cool. Okay. Any questions or sense? Okay. If nothing, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank
you. You have any day because I've got a couple more. Okay. We'll go to 99. Motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Then discussion?
The most of you are familiar with the work that was done on releases to the lower Esopus from the Shokan Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of that, there was a order of consent that was agreed to by New York State DEC and New York State DEP. That order of consent does a couple of things. The main thing that this resolution relates to is it provides funding for the Shokan Release Working Group to essentially review a draft environmental impact statement and the scope of that statement. It also provides funding for the environmental benefit projects that are associated with the order on consent. One of those includes the development of a stream management program. And finally, it provides funding for a fish stocking program. The amounts of those are $80,000 for the technical consultant, $200,000 for the stream management program, and $10,000 for the fish stocking program. Those monies come to Ulster County up front and are deposited in a separate account. The county is acting as fiscal agent with respect to this, so we'll be looking to others with regard to some of the implementation work. We're currently writing a request for proposals for the technical consultant working with the Shokan Release Working Group. We'll then begin to work on the stream management work and then finally on the fish stocking program.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the only question, again, Dennis, thank you for that explanation. Glad to see the City of New York putting some money up. The question I really just have is just a technical one. I see it's an additional capital project appropriations. Why is it listed as capital project? Why aren't we just drawing down from the money itself?
The thought was we needed a budget line to draw through, and these are typically set up as capital projects. Some of these will take as long as 2 years, 18 months to 2 years to implement. So rather than
pulling out a bond,
no bond. Right. There's no
It's just back within the capital program.
That's right.
That's fine. Yeah. That's it.
Any other discussion?
I respond to it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
No.
Different question. What qualifications do technical reviews involve after that?
The current RFP is looking for qualifications relative to socioeconomics. We have a draft scope that is in the order on consent. So we're looking at those pieces. The difficulty is we don't know what else is in the draft scope because it's not being shared by DEP or DEC. So hydraulics, hydraulic modeling, socioeconomic work, stream geomorphology, fisheries biology, and there's a couple of other pieces in there, but those are the main pieces that we're looking at. And then the county would end up being managing the consultant, but the actual direction of the consultant would be through a technical advisory committee, which is a subcommittee. It's going to be a subcommittee of the Shokan Release Working Group.
And that release working group, that's the formulation of the towns.
That's correct. That's correct. And there's a technical committee that's been formed under that. We've been meeting. Matter of fact, I just set out a draft scope about a couple of weeks ago, and we're on our final draft right now with all the comments back. So we have a fairly robust comment group
that it works, that's working back through this. And then it was run through our procurement process because we were the fiscal agents. So it was running through our normal procurement process, RFP, back through the purchasing department. And it would come to you because the contract is going to be more than $50,000. So it would come back to the legislature for contract approval.
Okay, cool.
Thank
you. 106, authorizing chairman enter into an intermunicipal agreement for computer skills.
Some of it.
Motion. Second. Any discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number 107, that's the exclusion contract. This is the architect that we're using to discuss.
That's correct.
Concerning number 96.
That's correct. And it's 75% paid for by the state, right?
We have grants.
That's what we've listed in here.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Motion?
Move it.
Second. Other discussion?
Is this in addition to an already?
Yeah.
An architect. So this is an addition.
It's a contract change order.
And this is because of the green.
The green infrastructure and other issues that have come up with respect to the building require additional services.
Is that the amount that's in other
resolutions, right? Yes, they're linked together.
This one is to pay for him to use it.
That's
correct. Mm-hmm. Can we go back to 106? I'm sorry.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask for the services for how do you get the word out to the so that people can come in and use it for the strengthen their skills for employment needs. So how do they know it's available to them?
I can't answer that.
The one stop.
The fourth where it says the director, Department of Employment and Training Request. So
I think it's interim. I think it is identified.
Well, it says computer skills education will provide it for up to 130 ultra one-stop customers.
Isn't that their new computer system?
No, but they'll be, the one-stop is employment and training. I mean, that's the section where somebody goes to. You're in a whole one-stop. You go and you can basically meet with the Department of Labor. And you can, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that this is probably going to be, and again, this is a couple of assumptions, but, you know, clearly the one stop is going to probably be working on it. Like I said, the assumption is, I'm assuming that the one stop is going to be advertising that. So,
okay. No problem, Jim. Okay. How are you doing?
So, on 107, do you think the ratio is going on 107?
Yeah.
What's this?
Yes.
So, the street is on the people who want to take up for that?
Yeah.
Because we're supplying the funds for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're supplying the funds for it, but it's being, we're working with OCs.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Other discussion on 107? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 108, designing the Oak County Department of Tourism. Mr. Tourism himself is here this evening. So
I'll move it for the purpose of moving on.
Second. Okay. Discussion.
Basically, Mr. Chairman, that's what I want to be your official tourism promotion agency. We can apply from that point as long as you deem that. So.
Okay. Is that you? All right. Any other discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. I'm holding my vote. I don't know how Rick's going to do right now. I guess I'll put that.
109.
Yes, sir.
Pledging matching funds for the I Love New York Tourism promotion. Move it.
I sing it, but I threw away all of your nights. And
I'm the only guy that's got to sing in church, but move it. Okay. Discussion?
Oh, sorry. Did somebody move it?
The answer was moving.
I am.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I thought I was going to move it. No, Chris out. Chris, move it, Chris out.
Okay. You're having too much fun. Okay.
Allow you to accept the national tourism suggestion.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Do you want to, like, tell us anything else? You guys, what you're up to?
Yeah, I know. There's a whole song and dance.
There's no singing and no dancing.
There's a little foreplay as well.
Applications, only 350 publications were awarded an award like ours, and we got it. It was only 10 travel guides, so it's great to see awards, so we're very happy with that. And thank you for your support as always. And I'd like to unveil what our 2014 travel guides look like. We always take a chance there. But
if I'd only known, I would have brought a shower curtain.
That, but I actually like it, so.
Clean that up.
This year we decided to concentrate on a fall theme. So
congratulations.
And as you may have known, the county executive's had a couple press conferences since 2009. Tourism is up 22%. Well, that's, we're very happy with that, and we're very
happy with
Yes, we're going to do TV again. 1010 Winds Radio has been very successful in the New York City market, and we will continue with that, a lot of online and digital media advertising. So, we're working with the Sports Advisory Board, as always, and
I wait for the chairman to recognize it.
There's a first.
Oh, oh, that's a load of, you know what? I always go and I say wait for you to recognize me. Anyway, not other chairman, but you. So, you know, it's funny that you mentioned, you know, that radio program has probably been one of our more effective advertising, you know, pieces. I mean, how much are we spending on that per year? And then what's our sort of estimated sort of payoff for that investment?
Well, 1010 wins anywhere from $60,000 to $75,000 annually.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for a 5-week and then a 3-week campaign, beginning of the summer, and then we also have some in the fall. If we could advertise on 1010 wins 52 weeks out of the year, we'd really be in good shape, but obviously it's cost prohibitive. But when we're on 1010 wins, we look to our Google Analytics.
That's the second part of my question. So
sites up, and also on our website, we get a lot more hits, people looking for information about that. Radio has been very effective.
But in terms of the tracking, I mean, that's the one positive with, I mean, when we did the advertising on the New York City subway stuff, that was nice, but with, it appears, at least with radio, we actually have the ability to track to a certain degree, correct?
Absolutely. It's a lot easier to track radio. Like you mentioned, we did do the subway, but that was more of a branding campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard to get any barometer of what was working. But with radio, obviously we asked for the tracking from the station and our advertising agency, and it's been very good. And if it's not good, we change. That's what happened with television. We had TV, ABC TV for a couple of years, but the results were not as good as we liked. So we switched to CBS TV last year, and it's been a lot better.
Good.
Thanks.
Very good. Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You do a great job.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
And welcome back. Think about budgets from later on in the year, because you bring in the revenue, so I think you can, I would at least support you on this committee to ask for more revenue so you can do your job even better than you're doing. So, then I entertain, or all in favor? One or not? Anybody opposed?
Mr. Chairman, sign up like the group resolution 110 and 111 together.
Sounds good to me. The motion second?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
New business. Anything? Anybody? Any new? Anything new? Any old?
You want to talk about Park Place?
Do you want to go to work tomorrow, or do you want to call in from the ambulance?
The DOT and the county are getting involved in getting that late. done, and everybody recognizes that getting the traffic, getting the rail trail to the traffic circle is a big priority. And
it's tough because there's a lot of, obviously there's private land and other sort of difficulties in between BPC to get off of 299.
Correct.
Right now, but
299 has a very wide right of way through there.
I don't disagree with that, but it's just mere that it is really
there's a lot of wetland,
very, very difficult, and so basically then your only option basically becomes going along 299, and then we get back to this whole thing.
I always want to separate the vulnerable traffic from the
But I think that's doable, and look at 209 and of course down 209. I mean, because the 299 right-of-way is very wide, you could put a buck on the 299 traffic and still run the trail on the other side. Sure, but you use a lot more traffic than you do on 209, though. People put in a physical, no, I don't disagree, you have to be put up some sort of physical separation at that point, a berm or whatever at that point.
But as far as the DOT and the county pushing hard on this, do you have anything to add? We've had several meetings with NYSDOT with respect to this, as well as with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation because of the wetland issues. We anticipate that we'll have some cost figures for this and working out how it's going to work. But I think Mr. List is correct, is that there is a four-lane right-of-way that's out there that's hampered by some of the design of the drainage structures and some of the wetlands, but we can think we can figure out how to make that connection work. That connection also, I think, has utility on the other side, but we look at how we get Mohawk Preserve is involved in a gateway project relative to lands that were acquired by OSI. And there has been discussions about making that connection from the Gateway Project up to Mohawk Preserve back to the village on that side as well. And that may involve some land along 299, which is in county ownership. On the other side, right next to where Walkville View Farms is out there. And there's some really great synergies in our terms to connect the village to the ridge. That really makes some sense. And that's another discussion that's ongoing.
All right. And we'll have a further presentation in April. Yeah. So it gives you something to mull over and really go back to your
house.
Thank you.
Anything else? Old, new, and different? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All fair? All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.